Hello, and welcome to the 13th episode of the Coffee with Demons podcast. My guest for this episode was the powerful Jeremy Short. He's a creative local to North Platte, Nebraska, and one hell of a dude and artist. I've known Jeremy for many years, but we are never really super close, so it was stellar to actually sit down and get to know him a bit. Like I said, he's a creative and has many different outlets, such as photography, videography, graphic design, but most importantly is his music. We talked about growing up, honing in on what you love, and all of Jeremy's creative mediums. To me, the conversation was fun as hell, and I loved getting to hear Jeremy's perspective on many different things in life, and I think you guys will enjoy it as well. So without further ado, episode 13 of the Coffee with Demons podcast with guest Jeremy Short. Enjoy. All right, and we're live with the 13th episode of the Coffee with Demons podcast. As you can see, once again, we're in a little bit different scenario than usual. We're still in North Platte, so we're making some studios just wherever we can find it. My guest today is Jeremy Short. Jeremy's from North Platte. I've known him, my whole life. We haven't been super close, but we went to the same elementary school he was in. My sister's grade, and, I've been kind of keeping tabs and watching his journey as, he's doing a lot of cool stuff. So, we'll kind of get into it. So, We'll kind of start with, I guess, just your background and who you are as a person, and then we'll kind of feed into your career and, what you're doing now. So, I mean, how did you like North Platte growing up, I guess?
I mean, I think about it, I don't know if I'd want to grow up anywhere else, to be honest, like the city. It's like part of me goes like, oh man, the city would be awesome to grow up in. But then right. When you think about all the rules, like in Denver, like I don't think you can be under 13 without parental supervision outside or something like that.
Yeah, that's
like,
wild.
So that's crazy. Like I remember running down the, just like down the street, going to down the block, hanging out with my buddy Grant, and I mean we'd go all over town riding bikes and stuff, right. And it was never an issue. So that's one thing where I love North Platte is how just free you are. But then definitely, yeah, there's a lot of bummers as far as not having things to do, I guess.
But it's cool that you can see, like, the pros and cons, and you're not stuck in that mindset that a lot of people are, that it's like, oh, screw North Platte kind of thing. So,
yeah, for real.
Because, I remember, growing up, I would just leave my house for the whole day in the summer, and no one really had any worries. Like, it wasn't a bad place to grow up whatsoever.
Not at all.
Unless you made it that way and fell into the wrong crowd or whatnot. So when did you start, doing photography, video? When did you start your like freelance career in just, design work
and whatnot? So freelancing, I didn't get started till like after high school, about 2015, 2016, somewhere around there. Actually got into like video and stuff back in seventh grade.
Oh, okay.
And
cool.
That's like, I think it's all about what you make of the town, really, because yeah, there's nothing to do here, but I also locked myself in my bedroom and learned how to do all this stuff for myself. So I think it's really, I could have been out going to whatever place they got for us, playing laser tag or go-karts every single day, or I could have done what I did. And I got into video games big time, and that really is kind of where it all spawned from.
So what, I guess, what did you pull from video games to help you, move along, or what,
so,
kind of elaborate on that?
In like seventh grade, Halo 3 was out in 2007. So addicted to Halo 3. I was like, gotta be a 50, I gotta be a 50. And so I got to a 50, and I started making montages and stuff. And that's where it all spawned from. Seeing all these other guys making montages of their best clips. And I was like, I need one of these. And nobody would do one for me. So I was like, all right, what do I gotta get to do it?
Keep going, sorry.
They were terrible back then, but I mean, you got to start somewhere.
Right, and that's cool. I mean, the repeating theme about these guests that I have on, the podcast is they're willing to do it themselves, Like, it's just, they're doing it by, I don't know, I just applaud all my guests because they're not any people that, sit back and just wait for the world to kind of give them things. They're out there chasing their dreams, and I just, I asked when I was talking to Ryan McDonald, I was like, I would love to know what sets people, where that difference really comes from. I don't think we'll ever truly know, but, I applaud you for having that mindset and being like, fuck it, I'm going to do it myself then if no one's going to teach me. So what, after, you know, making the montages and, you know, the video games, where did that lead next?
So I used to get made fun of for making video games, and I was like, okay, I gotta slow down on these. And, it was really, I think I got a girlfriend, and that's kind of where I focused on the girl rather than the video games. But, then I was just focused on sports and just, yeah, had my whole life wrapped around this girl and sports and what people thought about me, honestly, is really what it was. And so going into high school, I think that was where I kind of was so much more focused on trying to be cool or popular or whatever. It's like I sat on the bench for a whole summer on the baseball team because I wanted to be friends with the kids on the baseball team. Right. None of these kids have hit me up since then. But, you know, it's like I quit baseball and quit wrestling, quit everything, like quit all my sports. Like literally it was everything I was doing in life. It's like, I want to just make videos. I want to make music. That music is kind of where I ended up taking it to.
Right.
I didn't keep doing videos and stuff because the video editing was really with the montages, the video games. And then when I started getting into music, I was just rapping at first. And I was like, man, I think I could produce. And so I go and I buy a keyboard and I get everything to start making my own music. And it was terrible at first, absolutely horrible. But, you know, it's like, I got to start somewhere.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, that's cool that I just, you know, I hope people, and I definitely think they will, you know, go check out all your stuff because you really do it all, from video to, you know, the photos to the production to the beats. I mean, the making of the, you know, rapping as well. Like, you truly do it all, and you're not just a one-trick pony kind of thing, and I think that's super cool. And so one of my questions was, like, when was there a flip that kind of switched, switch that kind of flipped when you were like, oh, maybe I just want to do what I want instead of, you know, following the sports and, you know, continuing to living your life kind of, not saying you were trying to please other people, but mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of how I feel like everyone lives their life mm-hmm. as, you know, a young kid.
Yeah, definitely. It was a super tough thing because my dad wanted me to be in sports so bad. Mm-hmm. Dad actually played minor league baseball, and so my whole life I was like, I'm going to go pro in baseball. I'm going to get a full ride scholarship to UNL playing baseball. And, you know, as I got older, I was like, okay, it's like, what do I really want to do? And I started making music with my buddy Sean Vieira and Daquan Neverett. We're down in his basement, you know, just making raps. And I remember we're down in Daquan's basement, and I, like, had to make that decision. Am I going out for wrestling my junior year, or am I going to just focus all in on music? And I remember just sitting on Daquan's on his stairs, calling my dad up, and it was the hardest conversation. I was just like, I'm not going to go out for wrestling, Dad. And he was pissed. He was so mad at me, but it's like, now he looks at it, and he's like, probably wasn't the worst thing, because like health issues and like injuries and whatnot like that.
Definitely.
So
definitely, yeah, that's, and I think, you know, looking back, and I don't know, it's everybody could say that, you know, I wish I knew then what I know now kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I just think that comes with growth and getting older. You have to make those mistakes. But yeah, looking back on my childhood, like, it really is kind of just about, you know, pleasing people or trying to fit in. And I think everyone's doing that. So I don't think anybody really gets to find themselves until they, you know, hit like a super big road bump or just have like an epiphany. And I think that's super cool that you know, found that in high school and wanted to do that. So, I don't think you have like a hatred for sports or anything. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about like how that might have helped you, you know, like experience different things and whatnot?
Oh yeah. I mean, getting to travel for sports and everything, all the people you meet, like mm-hmm. that's super awesome.
Definitely.
And then just like that, I don't know, the, discipline that you get from like wrestling specifically, Coach Hall is like the greatest coach mm-hmm. I ever had. And yeah, it's like when you realize what discipline and just hard work can get for you, and I think I've been able to just move that over into other parts. It's like, okay, if I discipline myself on piano, I can learn how to play piano,
right?
Stuff like that.
And that's awesome. Like, again, a repeating theme is in this podcast has been these successful people like yourself pulling different attributes and different, you know, just learning and then either like correlating it to something completely different and using it to their advantage kind of thing. And I just think that's, you know, so cool that you were able to even visualize or realize in your head that, yo, I can, what I'm doing in sports, I can do in other things. And, you know, I just kind of have to do it kind of thing. So going back to video games a little bit, I mean, do you still, you know, play? Do you still have a desire for that, really?
Nah, maybe when Halo Infinite comes out next year, I might try it out, but I don't even have an Xbox or a PlayStation, nothing. I bought a PlayStation a couple years back on a Black Friday deal, and it turned into a Netflix machine, and so I ended up selling it.
That's cool. So with that being said, like, are you did you think it was, like, you know, kind of consuming your time and you didn't want to, like, give into that kind of thing? Was that why you sold it?
Yeah, because, man, when I look back to middle school, it's a blur, because it was, I go to school, go to wrestling practice, whatever sports practice, and then I go home and play video games until I'd go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And so it was, like, definitely consumed way too much of my time. You know, I wish I was, if I could keep it to like an hour a day, that'd be different. But I also wish, I don't know, it would have been a difference if like Twitch was around.
Definitely.
Because I used this website called Justin TV, and then another one called Ustream. And these were like the original live streaming stuff sites, but you didn't get paid for them or anything. It wasn't as popular as it is now.
I mean, it's a whole different ball game today. Like, I'm pretty sure there's, you know, I could be wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure that some colleges are even, like, creating majors for video games and, like, I mean, just, you know, from, I don't really enjoy Fortnite, but, you know, credit to Fortnite for really blowing up the scene and making, you know, like, Twitch a super popular thing. And maybe it was before that, but I, you know, I kind of had no idea, but.
I think that definitely had a big part in it. And speaking of Fortnite, I did actually get it on my PC and for like the first like four seasons or something like that. Yeah. I kind of played pretty hard on it, but then I was like, nah, it's like, I got other stuff to focus
on. Yeah, it really is like, you can't, or at least with that video game and some video games, like it's hard to be a casual player kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you either got to like buckle down and do it and or kind of do other stuff. And I think that's, you know, nothing against people that play video games, but I think it's cool that you, you know, realize that or are aware enough to be like, yeah, I can put my time and effort into, you know, other stuff. Me and Jacob have been playing. He has the Master Chief Edition, and we play Halo 3 just because I do like Halo 3. Heck so yeah, we'll give you that. So, you know, when did the decision come to you that, you know, I don't want to go to college, I don't want to go the traditional route, and I want to do my own thing?
When we started learning about the cost of it in high school, I don't know if it was junior or senior year. I remember they had the career day or the college day, whatever they call it, and all the colleges are there. And I remember I walked around and I didn't talk to a single one because I was like, I don't know where I'm going to go.
Right.
I don't know how I'm going to pay for it because obviously I'm not getting that full ride scholarship I always thought I was getting. So, yeah, that was honestly, money was the biggest thing. I was like, I do not want to pay for it.
And that's a, you know, a sad part of our society today is that it's honestly like people are like, you don't need money to be happy. And you don't, definitely you don't. But it's a tool, and, you know, it just sucks that some people, I don't know, it just sucks that you need it for so many things.
It definitely does make the world go around.
Definitely.
They can say it doesn't, but it definitely does. Definitely. You need it to buy food.
Yeah,
and
for
so
sure.
If you need it for food, then it makes the world go around.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's oh so true. So, but I mean, you didn't go to college and you're living, you know, how you want to live and doing what you want to do. And I think that's super cool. So, has that been hard? Like, how do you think that if you went to college, it would have been, you know, taking your motivation away to do the things you do kind of thing?
Possibly. 'Cause when I first wanted to go to college, I wanted to do like physical therapy or something like that. And then, towards the end of high school, I started wanting to get into graphic design.
Cool.
And then, honestly, if I would have ended up going for school for graphic design, I would have changed my major. I think the biggest thing where it would have helped me is the networking. I mean, the people you can meet through college is,
definitely,
like, that's invaluable, really.
Mm-hmm. See, and I, you know, I try not to have regrets just because I think that people are, like, you know, your past experiences and the way you, I wouldn't be who I am today if I did things differently.
Exactly.
And I like who I am today, but, you know, one thing that I really didn't take advantage of in college was networking. I didn't, mm-hmm. I could honestly say, You know, I did 4 years at UNL, and it's a big university, so it's not really intimate at all in any classroom setting. But I probably made, you know, like one or two friends. Like, I was never the type to go out and put myself out there, and I don't think that, you know, I'm not ashamed of that by any means, but it was just who I am. I'd rather, like, kick it by myself and, like you were saying, do, you know, my own projects or things that I like to do than rather, you know, be fake and have to go, you know, make friends or whatnot. So, okay. But definitely something I could have taken advantage more.
Yeah, for hearing you say that, I probably would have been the same way, because it's way easier for me to just stay inside and do my own thing.
I mean, so, yeah. And it takes a lot of energy for me to get out and, you know, go to, like, I can make plans a week away, and that's cool. I'll be excited. But then when the time comes, I'm like, yeah, right? Like, yeah, I don't know
what you mean.
So, but it is what it is. Like, I don't, like I said, I don't regret not making friends. I don't regret going to college, but I definitely think that I could be doing what I'm doing now if I didn't, you know, go put myself in a hole with the college tuition and whatnot. So, but trying to make the best of it, I guess, yeah, and do exactly. what I got to do.
Exactly.
So, you know, what do you do for your career as a freelance artist now? Like, what all different avenues do you have?
So the main thing I try and focus on is video. I like to do like commercial work, promo video type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also do a graphic design, a little bit of photography here and there. It's like, I enjoy doing photography, but I don't know. It's like not like the most favorite thing for me to do personally. I have so much more fun doing video than photo.
Cool.
And, you know, same with graphic design. You know, I can do it and I feel like I'm all right at it, but it's like, it's not what I want to like fully focus on. Like, if I could just be freelance and video solely, that's what I truly want to be doing.
Cool. Yeah, that's awesome. So, I mean, we'll expand a little bit on that. I guess my question for you is going, or kind of focusing on like the mental stability aspect of the podcast. And have you gone through any like dark times that you've used this freelance, or not even your career in a sense, but these avenues that, you know, you're passionate about to kind of dig yourself out of a hole or just kind of keep your mind busy?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Music. Maybe not, that might not be so much on the freelance side, but the music, I think, just being able to sit down and just start making something and just totally zone out and be able to just, like, dump all those feelings into a song or whatever. It doesn't even have to ever get released or anything like that. I think it's, like, that concept. I think it was Oprah who said, write a letter and don't send it.
Yeah, that's... You know? So, do you... I mean, is that what you want to do moving forward?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, if I had the ideal life, I'd be making music and acting.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. So what, do you have any, like, you know, are you going to get into acting? Or, I mean, like, I know you want.
Definitely want to.
So,
yeah.
Have you done anything?
Like, not like a. Nothing like official or anything like that. You know, I've done like little stuff myself.
I've seen your videos and they're dope.
High school acting class. You know, I had a blast since I was a little kid. So acting actually was like one of the first things I ever wanted to do. When I was probably like 5 years old, I used to go online. I'd be signing up for casting calls and they call my dad and they'd be like, can you fly out to California? And I was like, nope, sorry.
Well, that's cool. So, my acting career consisted of, so when I went to New Zealand, and I don't even think I've ever really said this on the, you know, on the podcast, so, and I'm not like super hyped about it, it's kind of embarrassing, but so when I went to New Zealand, I needed some income, I needed some money, and I didn't really want to, you know, just get like a regular job, because I was in New Zealand, like I wanted time to do stuff, hang out with the friends that I made, so I signed up for like this, and just this agency that, you go in, pay, you know, like $100, they take headshots, and then they'll just, like, send you roles that you're good for, and a lot of it, all of it was just extra work, so I was in a couple shows that what would be equivalent to, like, Days of Our Lives here, it was kind of like that, so I was just in the background and stuff, and then they were actually shooting, Power Rangers Ninja Steel. So like a big, you know, like a Nickelodeon Power Rangers, like the new Power Rangers. And I was an extra for that in a couple scenes. It was cool to see like all the, because I mean, it was like legit. And then since I was the only American kid with like an American accent, they were like, so you want to do some speaking lines? And I was like, sure, pay me. Like, cool. So I'm actually in some or one episode, and I have a, you know, couple lines in this Power Ranger. I hate
the Power
either.
Rangers, bro. Right?
I love the Power Rangers growing up. So I was like, cool. But yeah, dude. It was kind of embarrassing, but it was still cool at the same time.
I definitely know what you mean. But I'd be pumped to do something like that. I used to watch that so much as a kid.
Yeah, and it's so. How do you think that, you know, North Platte? Like, give me the pros and cons of North Platte now for you.
So definitely one of them. Like, so the biggest pro I think is just like the network and how many people I know here. So that's awesome. One of the biggest cons would be just like not having, I guess, like a lot of stuff to do, or like a lot of businesses that do advertise, you know, they don't have a super large budget, or they just don't want video at all. They right. don't understand the power of social media, and they'd rather just do something mouth to mouth or through the local TV station.
Right. And it's kind of not that North Platte is stuck in its ways by any mean, but just it being a smaller community, like people are kind of, or they seem a little bit scared to go out of their comfort zone, like invest in, you know, some of the, like either what would your work be, or, you know, other graphic designers and freelancers kind of thing. So they just like the ads in the paper, ads mm-hmm. on TV, ads on the radio kind of thing. So, but yeah, that's, I mean, do you plan on staying here?
Not like for a long time. Like, I moved down to Colorado 2017, and I moved down there with kind of the intent that I was going to go freelance and get into the cannabis industry. And I did both, but I was just like, it's like so expensive down there.
Right.
I don't know anybody, so it makes it hard to freelance down there when you don't know anybody. And so I was just like, well, if I come back here, I can save a lot of money, and I know people, so that can kind of
that's
just
cool.
help me get on a roll with things. So
yeah, and that's so one thing that I like to stress, just from like, you know, you giving a little testimony, and is people think that they need to leave where they're from to be successful or mm-hmm. to find happiness, and I don't think that's the case at all. Especially around Nebraska, like we have everyone's trying to leave, So what, like, corner the market and stay here. I remember in one of my entrepreneurship classes, like, we had one guy come and speak, and he was just saying that, you know, everyone's looking to get out. They're missing the biggest opportunities of what they could be doing, you know, here in Nebraska. Cause, and maybe that's the reason, you know, maybe that's the reason North Platte lacks what it does, and Nebraska as a whole lacks what it does, is cause the kids, you know, we're trying to leave. And I think it's, you know, I love North Platte. I wouldn't mind settling down here. I do think it's, you know, the size, the actual population of it, you know, it's it has its pros and cons. Like, you know, everybody, it's cool, it's tight knit, but then there isn't those avenues to, you know, network farther, or even do something as simple as, like, you know, sign up for an acting agency and then get mm-hmm. calls, because nothing like that is done here.
Exactly.
Yeah. So going back to social media, I've talked about it a little bit on my podcast, but are you, if you had a gun to your head, pro or against social media?
100% for it.
So get, just kind of, because I think a lot of people just have this negative connotation. Even I do, so I can't, I'm sure I sound like a hypocrite. I do think there are pros and cons, but just, you know, kind of explain where you're coming from with the pro side.
So there's definitely cons to it, yeah, but if I didn't have social media, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now. Mm-hmm. And because, yeah, from a young age, from back in MySpace, I remember that's like the first time I was ever exposed to coding, you know, even though it was just like copy and paste, you know, it's like, you're not making the code, but it's like, that was the very first time I was really ever exposed to design and coding and stuff like that. And the people you meet through it, man, I've got, like, I can't believe how many connections I've made with like people that are from Boston or LA or wherever else that are successful in their music career or whatever exactly career they might be doing. And that's one thing, yeah, I've got to shoot for two different artists at their concerts, got to get in for free, do photo and video for them, and got to actually hang out and talk to them. You know, it's like, definitely, yeah, if I didn't have social media, then I would not, like, be aware of how all you got to do is just do it. You just get out.
I mean, if I didn't have social media and Coffee with Demons didn't have social media, it wouldn't be a, you know, it wouldn't be a thing. Like, the podcasting is you know, podcasts have kind of blown up over the just the past couple of years, but, you know, that just being able to click a button and sending that out so anybody can hear it, you know, it's it's legit. Like, yeah, there really are some upsides to social media that I don't think people necessarily, well, definitely don't, they might recognize it, but they definitely don't take advantage of it, mm-hmm. kind of thing. And they just use it for the dumb shit that's like,
yeah,
hate and whatnot. So
yeah, when some of the cons, there's definitely cons I believe in. I mean, how toxic some places can be. Like, man, YouTube comments can be toxic, but so can the North Platte rant page. So yeah, for real. So I mean, it's really how you use it. You know, some people purely use it for memes, and you know, they get enjoyment, they have fun with it. Mm-hmm. It's like, I like the memes, but I like to, you know, watch other people's creations. I like to create my own stuff and put it out. Right. And if I didn't have that avenue to be putting stuff out like that, I don't know exactly how I'd go about doing it, or if I'd do it at all.
Right, exactly. Yeah, like if it wasn't out there, I'm sure a lot of people wouldn't have even started, just because it's not a thing. Mm-hmm. I know that, like, you want to talk about your TikTok videos a little bit? Because I know that, those have kind of blown up.
I didn't even think about that, but yeah. So a couple months back, I was just like, I'd heard of Musical.ly, you know, when TikTok used to be Musical.ly, and mm-hmm. I remember it was just like, oh man, this is weird for little kids, you know, whatever, right. Some weird videos. And then it was a few months, sometime during the summer, I don't know, it's probably been a little longer than that, but I was just like, what am I doing right now? It's just like, I'm trying to freaking get some attention. Let's mm-hmm. go get on Facebook, or go get on TikTok. And I'm like scrolling through and just watching how other people do stuff. And there's this one reoccurring video where people would take their cup of water and they'd pour it into another cup of water, and then they'd take that one and nothing would come out. So it's an empty cup, and you're like, oh, what? They're not dumping water. And I was like, let me just dump water on my head, you know? Let me just flip it. 3 million views now. I'm like,
that's
what?
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, and then I did another one. I was just like, I did this video of me dumping water on my head. I don't know why I got so many likes. And I tricked them with my editing. I said the heart turns yellow. So I get all these kids to see if the heart will turn yellow for them. And I know how to edit, so I just made the heart look yellow.
Okay, that's what's
and
up.
So that one blew up, got like another million views. Where it all started, though, was that Area 51 thing was going on.
Okay.
I love the song September by Earth, Wind, and Fire, and it just so happened that it was like the night before it was the Area 51 raid, so I was like, do you remember?
Oh, okay, yeah.
The 20th night of September.
That's cool, yeah. That's,
oh, my gosh.
And just for you to, you know, realize that, it's like, just taking advantage of that, and that's what a lot of people just don't do, and I just don't, like, I don't, I'm sure there's a ton of, you know, chances that I could have, you know, jumped at the opportunity and I didn't, but at least I'm trying to do something, and I hope that it kind of, you know, snowballs. But just for you to, you know, realize, and even something as little as TikTok, just be like, oh, I'm gonna do that, and then like that's no joke, like those views are,
I mean, shoot, I think it was honestly probably inspired by Lil Nas X.
Oh, yeah.
Old Town Road, that's how that blew up.
Yep.
First time I saw it was like a meme of a rodeo clown dancing, but then it was like the challenge on TikTok. And so now I got my whole EP out, and I'm like, all right, which one of these songs is the best TikTok? I'm like trying to make TikToks
okay.
in my songs now.
Okay, cool. So talk about, yeah, that's, but again, you know, connecting those two things could have a, you know, big impact. So talk about your new EP, Just a Dream.
So, yeah, Just a Dream is the first EP I got, and I did that just over this last year. I moved in with my buddy Sean Vieira, and it was like the whole year was just like, he gave me the opportunity to just full-on focus on my music and freelancing. So I actually have three projects all together, but I'll just stick with Just a Dream. But yeah, it's like, I have another project that's ready for January, but I was just like, I really want to get it professionally mixed and mastered. So I was like, let me just kind of put together the rest of the stuff I have, because
right.
I got some more songs. I was like, let me put some stuff together and make another EP out of it. And I was actually going to do a mixtape, but then I was like,
cool.
It's not a mixtape era anymore. Like, people don't download mixtapes.
No.
And so I was like, let me take these songs that, because I had some instrumentals from like Tyler Creator. I still put those songs out, but I had some other songs on there, and I was just like, let me just take those off. And the whole project's all like original produced by me. And so it's like, yeah, it's crazy to me, man.
I mean, that's putting out, you know, a project like that, it takes so much time, effort, discipline, and you know, it's cool that you just, like we were talking about, did it yourself kind of thing. Yeah. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. 30 minutes kind of flies by. What's up, everybody? We are still selling our OG Coffee with Demons shirts for $25 a pop. So make sure to get at me or Jacob to snag yours while the supplies last. The shirts are a super soft 60-40 material that comes in an athletic, slim fit made by Next Level. They're super nice and comfortable, and the Coffee with Demons logo is the cherry on top. So hit me up to get yours. All right. So kind of just, you know, going right back into your music career and the things that you're doing and, you know, are going to keep doing. Do you want to, like you said, you want to get the next kind of EP that you drop or just professionally done. Mm-hmm. So what do you do? Because you produced, mixed, and mastered this whole, mm-hmm. you know, the Just a Dream, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that sounds, I was going to say compliments on that because that, it sounds clean. It sounds, thank you, thank it sounds really good. So what, I guess what, break down or just go into music a little bit more, like what direction do you want to do with it? Do you want to do the more of the production side? Do you want to do more of the, you know, like artists, like rapping, singing? What do you want to do?
Definitely more do it all. Artist side. Okay, yeah, I want to do it all. Yeah. Like, I really like producing my own stuff because I think it gives me my own sound. This one, this Just a Dream EP is honestly all over the place because you got some, like, straight 90s hip-hop to some R&B to a little bit of more mainstream. But
it's all cool, though. Like, it's, it's just – and I think it's, you know – I love people who don't necessarily like conform to one thing, and I just think it's, you know, you're trying it all. I think that's awesome. So, sorry to cut you off
there. No problem. Yeah, and then now my next project, that's like a lot more like synthesizer. You could almost just put it in like pop category, like a little bit R&B, and then just kind of like pop, really. And that's I don't know. Some people bash on pop. My own brother bashes on it. He goes, he told me the other day, he goes, man. He's just like, I hate to say it, but it's like, it sounds like something that'd be on the radio, but I mean, do what you want to do, man.
But I mean, yeah, like, I think it's, you know, I don't think one genre is better than the next kind of thing. And it's just, you know, so many different things could like take off. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's, you know, you're just trying different avenues, even within music, you know, doing all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I really love funk music. So, like, man, if I could do a full-on funk album, that'd be crazy to me. But, so, yeah, right now, I don't know. It's like I kind of just jump all over the place right now until, you know, maybe one day I think it'd be sweet to have a band, like frontman a band. But now it's like really at this point I'm just having fun with it, just making whatever I want to make because, I mean, I have the ability to do it.
Cool.
So I'm always surprised at something new I can do with my voice or some new sound that I can – shoot, I did something the other day that sounded like Bruno Mars. I was like 24 karat magic. And I was like, holy cow. I was just like, I can't believe I made a beat like that.
That's cool, you know, just playing around with it and then seeing what, you know, what comes from it. And that's, so, you know, I love music as well. It's just nothing that I can, writing is kind of my outlet. And like you were saying, you just do, you know, you're just playing around with it. Sometimes I just sit down and I'll just, you know, not even have, like a concrete outline. I never have like a middle or like a beginning, middle, end kind of outline. I just kind of, you know, start putting things down on paper and see where it leads. And I think that's some of the funnest things. Even if you don't, like you were saying, even if you don't put it out, it's good for, it helps me. I like doing it. So I'm going to, you know, kind of keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, I was going to ask you, do you think that, you know, no one can be happy, you know, 100% of the time there, you're always going to be a little bit sad here and there and things happen in life. But do you think because you do have this direction and you do have this passion for music that you've been able to stay, you know, more on the brighter side of things?
Yeah, but I think at the same time, I don't know, there's definitely times I just get caught in my own head with whatever it is. And, yeah, just life catching up to me. But I think, yeah, being able to just, like, turn to the music and just let it all out through there, that's definitely something that can help me stay so positive. And one thing that's crazy to me, I think that it had me more positive than anything, was when I had my diet on point. Like, when I was living down in Colorado, I got it so on point, and I was just eating good every single day, day in and day out. And then my buddies, they were like, oh, man, you need to change up your diet. You need to eat something different. You need to eat this or that. And I was always like, no, no, no. And then finally one day, it was when I moved back here. And that's like, okay, going back to the pros and cons of North Platte, grocery stores. Mm. Holy cow. It's so much more expensive, and the variety is whack compared to Denver. Oh,
definitely. And definitely. You don't get the, you know, you don't get the health, or even, you know, not even like a health, that health or nutrition grocery store, but just the, you know, the even the Hy-Vees and the things that, you know, produce better quality stuff. Yeah, like, I guess a
bulk section, dude. Mm-hmm. When you can go in, you can just go get bulk, like almonds or whatever, right? It is, you know,
there's like a there. I know that, like, I've always loved Sam's Club, and I'm pretty sure Lincoln, actually, I know Lincoln just got a Costco, so nice. I think that's all super cool. But yeah, definitely something that North Platte lacks for sure.
Yeah.
So I agree with you that, you know, what you put in your body is can be direct, you know, directly seen in your attitude, mood, and behavior and outlook. So, you know, sorry, I kind of cut you off, but talk a little bit more about that. Like, what were you eating when things were going well? And
so, some people might hate me for this, but I went full vegan for over a year and I felt fantastic. And then I come back here and everyone's like, eat beef, eat chicken, eat beef. And so I was like, all right, all right. And it's like, I had a hamburger right before I came here. Does my stomach feel the best? Not really, but I'm putting on weight and I stay nourished. So, I mean, I can save money. It's cheap for me to be able to do it like that. That's like the biggest benefit of it, I'd say.
Right.
But no, personally, I'd say I felt so much better when I was eating. And so when I say vegan, it's not like, I shouldn't even say vegan. I should say plant-based, because I was whole food plant-based. Like, I didn't touch any processed stuff.
Wow. Yeah.
And, that's like the biggest thing is, yeah, when I started eating processed stuff again, it just like, I started breaking out. I freaking started, my head was all itchy, and just so many health issues started popping up when I started just eating like crap. And then I was just like, I've gotten to the point where I've cut out most of the processed stuff. Like, I might have like bread, like it might be about the only thing. But, yeah, I just try and avoid processed stuff. I think that's, like, the biggest thing.
Yeah, definitely. You don't – it's, you know, I'm not high and mighty because I still eat, you know, I eat like shit some days, and I do eat the processed stuff. But it's crazy that, you know, we're just so accustomed to it, and we don't know, you know, what it could be like. Like, you do – you experience that good feeling that, you know, going vegan or plant-based whole food kind of thing for – a year, and just seeing where your like homeostasis is at, like the where you're supposed to be, because like I feel okay, but I don't know if I could feel better because I've never done that, and maybe someday that I will and I'll try it, I actually probably will, just to feel that feeling. But we've got so accustomed just to going after the cheap stuff and doing what's easy, and I think that's not necessarily all the consumer's fault, just because, you know, things are expensive. People don't have time, people don't have money, and it's just easier to go drive through someplace than, you know, cook a healthy, nourished.
My old boss used to go through Runza like every day, it seemed like, and I was always like, it's like, man, that's just like, it's gotta be so expensive. And it's just like, you, like, man, it's like you could be eating healthier if you're cooking stuff for yourself. But then I started to realize, like, oh, like when you are like working 12 plus hours a day, you don't want to go home and cook. Like, you don't want to have to go sit, and it's way easier to go through a drive-thru pick up something that you can throw in the microwave or whatever.
Definitely.
So.
But I, you know, I agree, because when I, you know, when my diet, so like I said, I've never gone vegan or done the like plant-based diet, but when my diet's more on point, you know, and I haven't tracked my macros lately, but when I was tracking my macros, it seems like that's when I had control over more than just my food. Like, yeah, I had control over what I was eating, but it allowed me to, you know, worry about other things than, you know, kind of what's going on in my body, because I knew what I was putting in and what I should be getting out, sort of thing. So, did you live with Sid in Colorado? That's one thing I was going to ask.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I moved down there with my friend Sid and Michael, and yeah, I don't know, it's cool. Definitely a lot of stuff to do. I think the biggest benefit is, it's one thing that's so crazy to me is, like, I saw this meme the other day. It's like, how is cannabis legal in some states and not the others? Like, I thought we were united.
That's a and funny way to put it.
That's sure. Like, honestly, I think one of the coolest things is you can just go to a store and go pick up some herb. Versus here, it's like, it's taboo. You don't want to get caught with it, but you can still go down to the Good Life and go drink. You can go get wasted. Man,
poison yourself.
Yeah.
And, yeah, right.
Oh, man. Okay, talking about that. And even in Colorado, you can only get like an ounce at a time, right? But you can go to the store and buy an unlimited amount of alcohol to kill you and everybody else in your party.
Seriously. for real. So do you drink much then?
Not at all. I haven't drank since high school. Like, oh, I've had, you know, like little sips here and there, but I haven't been drunk since high school.
Yeah, see, I've never, you know, I drink occasionally, and it's probably not more than, you know, once a month at the max. But, and it's just because in my head it is so, it's almost like I'm just, I have like a hatred just towards the, I don't know. I just think, like you were saying, I think it's just so incredibly bizarre and whack that you can literally just buy this, you know, copious amounts of poison once you're a certain age, and it can kill you and it can ruin lives around you. And, you know, we don't blink an eye at it, but a plant, a flower that has, you know, given, you know, there should be like some restrictions. And I don't think that, you know, I don't know, pot has its pros and cons as well,
definitely.
But like, it's a flower that does have, you know, some medicinal purposes, and in some states you can't get it. Like, yeah. It's wild to me, you know, America's, I did see this thing on Facebook, and it was like talking about, so just besides alcohol, like the opioid crisis, like you can get prescribed these things that'll, excuse me, kill you faster than alcohol or get you addicted and ruin your life just, you know, just as well. And, you know, I it was some crazy number. I don't even remember, but we could be substituting that with, you know, marijuana that doesn't have, you know, many recorded deaths, and or if any, I'm not.
Yeah, there's,
you know,
no recorded
sure.
Like straight for marijuana. There's some, you know, they can say like, oh, there was a traffic death caused by marijuana,
right,
or something like that. But
exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you, I just, and I think about, I think about that 70s show, and when I think about them in the basement, like, they're just, you know, they're smoking pot, they're all around the table, and they're laughing, and, like, they're not causing any harm. And that's what I think a lot of people think, have this, like, negative connotation around marijuana, is that, you know, I don't know what the negative connotation would be, but, like, you can go to a party and get messed up and drive home, kill people, you know, get violent, and, you know, you just don't really see that, you know, with marijuana. So what did you do in Colorado with the cannabis industry?
So I worked for this place. I don't even want to name them because they were a terrible company. But basically what they do is they contract you out to all these different – they're not an actual, like, dispensary or grow themselves. They contract you to places. So, like, some company, they are about to harvest all their plants, and they're like, hey, we need 20 trimmers to come out. And so this company would send us out to go trim their stuff.
Okay.
And so doing that, you get a – you know, being a lot of different grows and see how different businesses are ran. And that's where you start to realize, like, some of these people are just in it for the money, and they do not care about the quality. You know, they'll get, like, disease-ridden plants, and they go and dip it in hydrogen peroxide and sell it.
Right. Like, that's a one thing that I listened to this Joe Rogan podcast, and he was talking to a game warden that was out in California. And, you know, he just started as a normal game warden, kind of checking people, making sure they didn't, or they, you know, had the right amount of fish if they were fishing, or couldn't, you know, had tags for whatever they were going to shoot. And then he would run into these, like, grows, and from, like, the cartel, and all these grows are, like, they spray these pesticides on this marijuana that they can't touch for, like, weeks. And that's how and people are just people are putting that in their bodies and smoking it. So I think, you know, if it'd be super hard to regulate marijuana, but it's a lot easier than, you know, getting tainted stuff from that the cartel's putting out. So,
yeah.
But like, even in Colorado, like you said, that firsthand experience is kind of crazy to see that, you know, there is no quality control, and I don't think there ever will be super strictly until it's, you know, either federally legal or just, you know, I don't know. But
yeah,
maybe that's why one day
people need to just grow their own,
right? Really, so and that's and yeah, I mean it, that's and that's a cool you know another creative outlet for people that have the opportunity. It's just like growing a garden; they could you know grow a plant or two.
Yeah,
which is did you grow your own?
Yeah, and what's so crazy about it? It's like oh my gosh. It's a felony to be growing weed here in Nebraska, but it's like when you actually see it, it's like you just have this tent with a light and a fan in it, so you got a filter in it so you don't smell it, and you literally just like open it up to this like not technically sterile, but I mean this clean environment. You just open it up and it's perfect conditions for your plant to just be thriving, and it's just like this is literally like the same concept as if it was out in my front yard,
right?
Like any other flower out in my front yard. Mm-hmm. Like I just have
just
to
gardening.
Make sure it doesn't get any contaminants in it and right. stuff like that.
Yeah. That's super cool. And it just, you know, doing different stuff. And like if people like really, if that's something that they, you know, are passionate about, it's still a creative outlet. It's still like taking care of something and watching it grow and watching it flourish. So, you know, I just, I'm not, you know, I don't know. I can't see into the future, but it's just crazy to me that there is so much still in 2019 that, you know, we don't know a lot about marijuana, and I guess that's the reason why we can't federally, you know, make it legal. But you'd think that
it's
people
tough
would start
too,
to wake up.
They keep it as a scheduled drug higher than meth.
Mm-hmm.
Meth is Schedule 2, and cannabis is Schedule 1 because it's addictive. Like who the hell isn't addicted to freaking meth, right? It's like so they keep it at that Schedule 1 so colleges legally can't study it.
Mm.
And so that kind of screws us from being able to learn about it,
right?
And then now they're one thing that's cool though is they just legalized like hemp for agriculture purposes.
Well, that's another thing, like screw smoking it. Like we could do so much more with it. Like right? Like
this table could be, your house could be built out
like
of it.
Like plastic is ruining.
Oh yeah.
Our earth. Like
biodegradable plastic from hemp. Oh yeah. My gosh. There's a plethora of opportunities.
Exactly. There really is. There really is. But so like I was saying, like why, and another reason why it's up there with like, you know, the Schedule 1, is like you were saying, we can't research it or we don't know what it does because it does affect like everyone's brain is different. So mm-hmm. when you put like, you know, a foreign substance in there, it's going to, but it's not even foreign. Like we have cannabinoids in our, brain.
We have cannabinoid receptors. Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, I think if we need to study a little bit more and find out, you know, what it does so we can help people, help the earth. Mm-hmm. And like we were saying, not just with the smoking and ingesting it, but literally doing stuff with clothing, plastics, anything.
For real.
Anything. So,
for real.
Okay, well, I guess we'll kind of, I would want to talk a little bit more about your, you know, music and, you know, what you have coming up. So with, or tell people like where they can find Just a Dream. Like, are you on all streaming services
now?
Yeah,
so, I mean, Apple Music, Spotify, I don't know if anybody uses Tidal, SoundCloud, YouTube. I got it everywhere. Just so, I mean, you can listen to it for free on SoundCloud and YouTube. I mean, it's still kind of free on Spotify, but you just have to like pay your monthly subscription or right. whatever. But Google Play, Amazon, it's everywhere. So yeah, okay. Anywhere that any like big name artist is gonna be. So
cool. So how? So I guess this is a question that might not be of concern to viewers, but how did you go about the Tidal thing? Like, do you have to pay to put it on Tidal? Because I know they kind of like lock down shit.
So it's actually just this one distribution service
okay.
that you use. It's called, the one I use is DistroKid. There's a bunch of them, TuneCore, CD mm-hmm. Baby. There's a lot of them, but with DistroKid, it's like I pay $35 a year and I can upload unlimited stuff.
Cool.
And like, man, what? That's crazy.
That is really. So we use, and that's kind of the same for our podcast. We use this site called Anchor, and we just upload it right to Anchor, and Anchor takes care of the rest.
Heck,
you know, like it's on all platforms or most platforms that people listen to podcasts on.
Yeah.
So I think that's super cool, and you know, makes it easier for people like us, so we don't have to go into those, you know, specific apps or whatnot and
sure.
do it like that.
For
so.
Sure.
Well, I mean, do you have any, I mean, we could ramble for ages.
Yeah.
Do you have any main hits you want to?
Dude, I think we hit everything that's on my list right here. Cool. I mean, yeah.
So, yeah, plug a little bit about, or just, you know, what's your ad on Instagram? Where can you
Jeremy
know?
Not So Tall. It's just a play on my name, Jeremy Short. Jeremy Short was taken, so I was just like, well, I'll do Jeremy Not So Tall so I can have it everywhere.
I've liked that. That's cool.
Yeah. I actually got it from my grandpa. He said one day he was walking into some business and they go, oh, there's Not So Tall.
Yeah,
that's mine now.
It's clever. It's clever for sure. So yeah, I mean, check him out for sure. And not just if you're around the NP area and, you know, you are in need of, you know, any sort of service that he provides, you know, hit him up. He does great work from design to music. He really isn't just a one trick pony. So, you know, thank you for coming on. I think this has been awesome. It's been super fun, and I hope it won't be the last time you're on here too. We'll definitely run it back. Got to get Sean on here to talk as well. So that'll be super cool. A little bit about Coffee with Demon stuff. Again, we have the shirts in stock. Hit Jacob up. We'll get a shirt to you. And then other than that, just, you know, check out the website. A lot of people don't think go to the website if they just go to YouTube or just go to the podcasting app. But, you know, check out the website. I'm trying to put up new content as well, you know, blogs, info about meetings as well. So check that stuff out. And like always, thank you for, you know, checking this out and supporting. And, you know, Jeremy, I want to thank you for not only coming on the podcast, but, you know, being a big supporter of the podcast as well.
Yeah,
you know, I appreciate that. It's being in the, you know, I kind of talk about how I've never really belonged to like a community. And I told Ryan that, you know, the MMA community has been one, like I've made a ton of friends there, but the creative community as well is so uplifting, empowering. And it's just, everyone wants to see everyone succeed. And if you don't, then get the hell out of town, because that's what it's about, is just, you know, love, peace, growth, and just, you know, seeing the world and the people around you flourish. So once again, thank you for coming on. It's been a great conversation. I've had a great time, and we'll wrap there. We'll catch you later.
Can I add one thing these shirts right here? These are nice quality shirts. I made shirts for 2 years. He picked good ones. They are soft. I put it on and I said, thank you for getting this brand of shirt, because they are so soft. But yeah.
They are. Yeah. Well, thank you for saying that. Jeremy won the t-shirt contest. So that was the
first time I ever won anything.
It was cool. So yeah, thank you. Yeah. Get a shirt. They're soft. They're comfy. And
thank you.
So awesome. We'll catch you guys later.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Yeah. I hope you're enjoying season 2 of the Coffee with Demons podcast. We are always looking for sponsors who believe in our movement and would like to help us create a brighter tomorrow. If you are interested in sponsoring an episode or know someone who might be, shoot me an email at contact@coffeewithdemons.com. Once again, that's contact@coffeewithdemons.com. Thank you.